You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 211. If you've tuned into this podcast before, you know I am a bit obsessed with the idea of automating and outsourcing within your business. Whenever I'm creating something new, whether it's a course, a product, or a new service I'm offering, the first thing I ask myself is, how could this be automated so it'll be less work in the future? Sometimes I think we overlook some of the smaller tasks in our business when it comes to automation and outsourcing, but in reality, these are the things that we are doing over and over again every single day, the things that are taking up our time that are causing us to work in our business instead of working on it. And so today I want to look at a few ways that you can add automation and or outsourcing into your business. Let's start small and maybe you'll get the automation bug like I did. And trust me, it is going to transform your business and your life. I love to look at time as my currency. Every day I wake up and get the same amount of minutes. And so when I look at time as my currency, it is my biggest asset. And one of the best ways to save that time is through automation. Before we dive on in to today's show, I want to share a review from JWill1717 titled "The Best Way to Start Your Day." Gold Digger Podcast is my favorite way to start my day. It's like having a morning pep talk with your virtual best friend, business coach, boss lady inspo. Jenna has an episode for every question I have, and she explains everything in a way that not only makes perfect sense, but also gets you fired up to go out and kill it. Thank you, Jenna. I am so happy I found you. Thank you so much, JWill1717. I love your guys' usernames. And I love reading your reviews. If you've ever wondered, Jenna, how can I thank you for all of this free content you're sharing with the world? The easiest and number one way to do that is to hit pause right now. Go to the little search icon if you listen in iTunes. Type in the Gold Digger Podcast and you can scroll down to leave a review. Seriously, it like makes a huge difference. I know I talk about it every week, but it really is so important. So without further ado, let's dive on into five things you can automate in your very own business.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
This episode of the Gold Digger Podcast is brought to you by Molecule, the world's first molecular air purifier that reduces symptoms for allergy and asthma sufferers. For $75 off your first order, visit MOLEKULE.com and enter the promo code Gold Digger. Rent the Runway is hooking Gold Diggers up with the best deal they've ever offered on their monthly unlimited plan. For a limited time, you can get $120 off your first 2 months of unlimited membership by going to renttherunway.com/golddigger. Four items a month, swap anytime with no return dates, and shipping and dry cleaning is always free. renttherunway.com/golddigger. My dear friend Rebecca Minkoff launched her podcast, and it's a great listen for major inspiration. Rebecca sits down with women from every industry to find out the stories behind their success. Subscribe to Superwomen with Rebecca Minkoff on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening in from right now. So where do we start when it comes to automation? Now, before I dive into how we use automation in my own business, I want for you to start thinking about a few things. Now, if you're really up for a challenge, I would challenge you to get out a pen and paper. If you're driving, please don't do this. But to ask yourself some of these questions, because this is something that I have myself and my team do often to see if there are other places that we could potentially automate. Question number one, what are tasks that you find yourself doing repeatedly? Are you constantly checking your email? Are you scheduling out posts? What does that look like? Number two, What things do you find tedious in the work that you do day to day? Like, what's like those annoying things that you're like, ugh, have to do this again today? Number three, what things are consuming the time that you're spending in your business? And number four, are there things that require multiple people to handle in order to complete them? Like, this one was a huge one in my own business. I really try to have everyone on my team stay in their lane and own their process, meaning that they are responsible for something from start to finish. And this prevents waiting on other team members. So if something goes wrong or right, we know exactly who is responsible. Like, no finger pointing allowed. And number five, are there things that you're doing over and over that not only need to be automated, but also could be outsourced to someone else? So if you haven't done this in a while, I would challenge you to do this. Whether you're an entrepreneur, or you work a corporate job, or you're at your 9-to-5, is take a few days and track your time. Do you guys ever finish your workday and you're like, I honestly have no idea what I got done today? Like, I didn't accomplish anything? Or you're wondering, like, where are all of these hours going? Oftentimes, I will have my team just track their hours a few days out of the month, just so we can kind of see, like, what is taking up the most of their time? Where are they getting distracted? Where are they having to spend time on Google? What are things that are pulling them out of the creation process because they need to handle them? And then we kind of analyze, like, are there ways that we can automate? Are there different ways we can outsource? Is there someone more equipped to take on that task? And so before we start talking about automation, I just kind of want for you to think about, like, how are you spending your days? Where is your time going? How much of it is going into creation and serving, and how much of it is just going into staying afloat? Okay. So let's dive on into some of the ways that we automate in my own business. Now, when I look at the last year or maybe even 2 years of owning this business and growing it and scaling it, one of the biggest factors has been automation. I am constantly looking at different ways that we can automate processes or schedule things out or, of course, outsource. And so it has been such a pivotal piece in my ability to scale that wouldn't be possible if we weren't constantly looking at it. So number one is this: eliminate email. Okay, it might be a dream to say that we could like completely eliminate email from our businesses, but my team has grown so much over the last year that I am proud to say that we do not do any of the necessary communication to collaborate on projects via email. Like, I do not email with my team. And while this isn't true, quote, automation in the sense that it doesn't require any extra work once it's set up, I am talking about this as a tip for automation because I believe the workflows that we've created really allow us to get answers we need more quickly, skipping unnecessary extra steps. And that is really what automation is all about. And I think that this is so helpful and such a time saver. And no one wants to be stuck in their inbox all day, but chances are you probably have an app that's spewing notifications every time an email shows up, or you have your inbox pulled up right now on your computer. And so here are a few ways that we've eliminated email overwhelm from our daily workflow. So number one, I talk about it often. They've sponsored the show, Slack. I love Slack so much. And I was like so pumped when they wanted to sponsor this podcast. But think of it as like an AOL Instant Messenger of your high school or college days, but for work. So with Slack, you can see who is on, who is working, and you can chat, send files, send group chat. So instead of sending an email, waiting for a response, cluttering up an inbox, you can communicate as a team in real time efficiently. Slack totally changed the way that we had work-life balance because before we were using it, we were texting each other and we were emailing each other. And so we were just adding overwhelm and it was really hindering our ability to have work-life balance because people would be texting at different hours of the day. We're all in different time zones. And so Slack has created this like efficient way for us to communicate while we're online, to leave messages messages for people for the following day, to remember tasks, to share documents. It's amazing. Like, seriously, just use it, okay? The next thing that we use is called Front. It's frontapp.com if you're curious. But this is a new email management system that we recently started using. And honestly, we absolutely love it. So in the past, an email would come in, and if my team needed clarification, we would forward the email and have a side conversation within the original email thread, which honestly got so messy. And I was terrified that I would hit like reply all and reply back to the sender when I was just trying to talk to my team. And so we found that this system called Front, it gives you the ability to assign emails to specific team members as they come in. You can have side chats and comment about the specific email without actually replying to it. And it's just this overall cleaner system. And so for me, what was happening is our inbox gets hundreds of emails a day. And I was logging into our Gmail account and seeing those hundreds of emails and feeling super overwhelmed before the day even started. And even though we had a filing system, it was still really overwhelming for me to log in and see the inbox as a whole. And so I told my team, if there is a way for me to like literally see the 30 emails out of the 300 coming in that I need to see and respond to without seeing everything else, it's going to free me up mentally. And Front has been awesome for that. So basically, my team just assigns me emails. They can comment on them and tag me in them in a little comment thread below the email so that I can figure out what's going on or what this person needs. And it's really been efficient, and it's really just helped us to create this system that my team all subscribes to. The next one is canned emails. So this is another feature we love in Front. But if you use Gmail or another service, you can likely set up canned emails, which are basically just responses that you've written once, but you can use multiple times. Now, I know you've likely got canned emails set up for bigger responses, but I challenge you to take it up another level. And anytime you are writing a response that might come up again, make it a canned response. Like, even if you only use it a few more times, it's going to be a huge time savings that will add up. And if you ever outsource this piece of your business, you're going to be able to have a bank of communications to start from. So another word for canned emails is templates. I love templates. We probably have about 50 email templates in my business, and we are constantly tweaking and refining them based on emails coming in so that we can make sure that we're getting back to people, whether it's an autoresponder or a responder that provides more information about something specific. Templates are huge because you can write them once. You can spend a little bit of time making sure that they are on brand and in your voice, and then you can use them over and over and over again to ensure that you're delivering an experience. It doesn't mean that you're not giving out a custom experience. It means that you're spending a little bit of time to do it right once so that you can do it right a million more times. And then lastly, Google Docs. You better believe that if Team Jenna Kutcher is planning something new, there is a Google Doc to go along with it. And what I love is that we can tag each other, comment, we can edit within the doc directly, and it saves us from having to email for approvals and feedback. So for example, when we go to record these shows, we are all adding different outlines, different comments, different links to one document, so that we have one place that everyone can refer to. And it's been so huge in just keeping us organized, in knowing exactly where our information is. And I have gotten so much better about creating very clear Google Docs and Google Drive folders. Google Drive like fuels our business, and we love it. So again, the few things that we love and use are Slack. We use Front app for email. We have canned emails or email templates, and we love Google Docs. Now, the next part of the process is automating social media. So posting consistently to social media can be super time consuming. Like, can I get an amen? It requires us to stop in the middle of what we are doing in order to post a few times a day. And this can really be disruptive for our flow or whatever else we're working on. Instead, think about batch working your social media. We've done shows all about batch working, meaning sitting down, writing a lot of the content at once, and scheduling it out for later. Here are a few ways that we do this in my own business. Now, we love Tailwind. Tailwind is what we use for Pinterest. And not a lot of people understand or know that you can automate your Pinterest. Now, it is a huge way that we drive traffic to our website and that we're showing up on Pinterest every single day without feeling like we have to log in and pin it. And so automating our social media can be a huge way that we can kind of relieve that burden and that we can make sure that we're showing up online even if we're not logged in all of the time. Now, the next one that we love is Meet Edgar, and this is a site that we use to schedule our Facebook posts. And the cool part is that you can create a bank of material that it will rotate through automatically. So basically, you create a library of content, and then it'll push that content out for you based on a schedule that you set up. So basically, you can pre-schedule content for things like private Facebook groups and your Facebook pages. And it allows us to consistently check in on the group, ask for things like recent wins or any areas that they are needing help with. And then my team can go in and manually respond to specific questions. If you're curious about what Meet Edgar is, we had the founder, Laura Roeder, on episode number 50. I also love using Plan, P-L-A-N-N, for Instagram. And what we do is we'll build out our feeds, whether it's my personal one or the Gold Digger podcast one. We'll batch work that, and then we'll schedule reminders to push out those posts. And so that is super helpful for us in terms of, it's not exactly automated, but it is keeping us from having to log into the app every single day, create a new post, figure out when we're going to share it, and then get it up. Other options that I've heard really good things about are platforms like CoSchedule, Hootsuite, Buffer, Planoly. There are so many things out there. And so I just encourage you, like, you don't have to use what I use. Go out and figure out what's going to work for you. But if there are ways that you can automate your social media in different senses where you log in once a week and you get everything set up and it helps push it out into the world, I would encourage that. Now, one thing I would say is that usually pre-scheduled posts, especially when it comes to Facebook, don't perform as well as when you log in and post and push it out live. And so I do want to share that little tidbit with you. But for us, we found that it's awesome to kind of mix those two together. So we'll post in real time when we drop brand new content on the podcast or on our blog. But then we also have posts going out almost daily where we share past articles that did really good, ask different questions to our audience, just so that content is consistently flowing from our feeds. Rebecca Minkoff has created a fashion empire, but like most of us, her life is not perfect, and she has worked extremely hard to find her success. Now, if you listen to episode 206 of the Gold Digger podcast with Rebecca, you already know how real her story is. This girl holds nothing back. If you love the chat as much as I did, go and listen to her new podcast, Superwomen, with Rebecca Minkoff. Rebecca talks to the women who are doing it all and shaping our culture across many different industries, from CEOs and chefs to social entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs and filmmakers, Rebecca sits down with women of every industry to find out the stories behind their success. These are the stories that you don't see on Instagram. These are the real women behind companies like Who What Wear and movements like the Women's March, who forged their own paths to success and lifted each other up along the way. They get vulnerable, personal, and share their advice on how to make your inner superwoman shine. Since interviewing Rebecca on Gold Digger, we've stayed in touch, and I am so proud to support my friend and her new show. I know you're going to love it. Head over and subscribe to Superwomen with Rebecca Minkoff on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to Gold Digger right now. You know the feeling, a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. That's because women regularly wear only 20% of the clothes that they own. And if you're like me, a big event rolls around and you need a gown or the perfect cocktail dress, but you don't want to splurge on a designer piece that you'll only wear once. Rent the Runway changes that. It's a fashion company started by two women with one simple question. Why own clothes that you don't absolutely love or you only wear once when you could rent? You can wear thousands of styles from hundreds of designers, whether it's for work, weekends, or special occasions. The monthly unlimited plan is amazing. Just pay one flat fee to rent four items at a time, and you can swap new items in and out as often as you'd like. There are no return dates, plus dry cleaning and shipping, they're always free. Rent the Runway is giving Gold Diggers the best deal they've ever offered on Unlimited. For a limited time, you can get $120 off your first 2 months of Unlimited membership by going to renttherunway.com/golddigger. That's renttherunway.com/golddigger to get your first 2 months of Unlimited at $120 off. renttherunway.com/golddigger. Welcoming a new baby means I'm thinking a lot about keeping our little ones safe and healthy in our home, right down to the air that we're breathing. Molecule has introduced a breakthrough science that is finally capable of destroying air pollutants at a molecular level. You've heard the term HEPA filter, right? Well, the outdated HEPA technology used to clean the air was developed in the 1940s, and nothing's really changed. But now, Molecule's PICO technology goes beyond the old filter system to both capture and eliminate allergens, mold, bacteria, viruses, and airborne chemicals, stuff that the old filters can't catch, which makes a real difference for people with allergies and asthma. Molecule's technology has been funded by the EPA, extensively tested by real people, and verified by third parties in university labs. I was reading a few of their testimonials, and one customer said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. Crazy. Molecule is easy to use, and the design is super clean and sleek, so it blends right into your space without looking like a robot in the corner. Plus, the filter subscription service delivers filters to your doorstep, so you'll never forget to order them. For $75 off your first order, visit MOLEKULE.com and enter the promo code GOLDDIGGER. That's MOLEKULE.com, promo code GOLDDIGGER. Now, let's talk about client experience, because there are ways that you can automate it. And when we think about automation in email marketing, the first things that come to mind are automating things like a welcome sequence or the delivery of a freebie. But what about emails that would enhance your client experience? If you know anything about Jenna Kutcher, it's that I'm crazy about giving people an amazing experience. And so what if you could like schedule out birthday or anniversary emails or even gifts to be delivered now so that you could batch work it and let it ride throughout the year? Client experience is just so huge. And I often talk about that people expect our products or our services, but what they don't expect is that added experience. And that experience is what can set you apart because only you can offer it. And so we have an awesome client management system. You guys know I love HoneyBook. I created a video on how I use HoneyBook at jennakutcher.com/HoneyBook. You can save 50% off of an annual subscription. It was one of the biggest purchases I made years ago and probably one of the best ones. I literally use it every single day, but it allows you to easily organize, to track and nurture leads and customers, and you can even set up automations and workflows in HoneyBook so that you can set triggers based on what action is taken. So, for example, when I was doing wedding photography, we had a wedding automation. So at the 3, 6, and 9 month marks, we would check in and educate our clients with advice for the wedding planning process. We would automatically be able to ask them to complete surveys through HoneyBook. It would send reminder emails for invoices. It would help us have one place for invoices and contracts and surveys and everything else. And no one on my team had to like go through this each and every time, which was saving us hours and hours. And the thing that I loved about it is before I was on this system, I was like old school where I would mail out an invoice and the contract. Then my clients would have to fill them out with pen and paper, mail them back to me. Then I would have to go to the bank to cash a check. back, keep the receipt. I mean, I thought that my system worked. Like for me, I was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But then I got HoneyBook and I was like, holy crap, like what was I doing? Because it was so nice to have one place to log in, to have all of my different projects separated, to know exactly where they were at in the pipeline, and to be able to schedule out things like workflows so that I know my clients' questions are getting answered before they even ask them. And I can just log into that client's project and see everything I need. So if you're curious on how I use it, or if you want to save 50% off, which is pretty huge, go to jennakutcher.com/honeybook. But client experience is something that you don't want to mess around with. Having a solid client experience, that is what I attribute to having been able to run a six-figure photography business for years without having to pay for any paid ads. And I really think it was because I was able to give this experience where my clients felt seen and heard and served, and I was able to set expectations throughout the way using different workflows. Now, next up is task management. There are a bunch of great sites out there to help organize your projects and tasks for yourself or as a team. Now, Kate and Caitlin have both used Trello. I know Danielle and Stephanie on my team like Asana. If you've never heard of these are ways that you can manage out and schedule out tasks. And it's not something that I've jumped fully on the bandwagon for, just because I think my role is more of the big picture visionary versus being super task specific and oriented. But when Kate first came on, we created workflows in Trello that had step-by-step checklists and video tutorials that she could easily refer back to, so that if she were to log in on a Monday, she knew exactly what she needed to get done and she had the resources needed to get that done. And so even if you're not creating this for a new employee, sometimes with tasks that involve a lot of steps, it's really nice to write out a system to follow. And I'm going to be honest, I have tried to use these different task management things and it just doesn't work with the way that I work. For me, it's so much better for me to look at the week at a glance, to kind of plan out day by day, and then every single day create my big three and share that with my team versus having this already plugged in schedule. But for a lot of people, especially type A people, having something like Trello or Asana can really help. And it kind of like takes the guesswork out of your days and makes you more efficient at completing projects. I also like to look for the things that we do over and over and over again to see if there are any opportunities to shortcut, to make them more simple or efficient, to save time the next time. And seeing them written out in Trello has kind of helped us identify those areas. So as we do list out everything that needs to happen for a project to get completed from start to finish, we can kind of look at what can we do this time so that we never have to do that again? Or how can we create in a very specific way that is going to save us from having to reinvent the wheel the next time we approach a similar project? And so task management has been great for my team, not necessarily fitting my personality or the way that I work, but I love when my team has that because it really helps me to oversee the big picture. Next up is scheduling. Automating our scheduling capabilities has been such a huge time saver. Going back and forth trying to schedule podcast episodes was super time consuming. I also love using this to show my schedule for interviews for other podcasts. If you schedule a ton of appointments in your business, Calendly is what we like, and it'll absolutely change this process for you. Also, it syncs to your Google Calendar, which is really awesome. And so we really liked using Calendly when we would say, hey, we would love to have you on the podcast. Here are the upcoming dates and times that were available. Please sign up for your slot. And it was really awesome because I love to batch work. And so having the ability to say, here are our two recording days, which day can you come in on and which time, it really helped to have everything in one place and to provide one link for people to sign up. So maybe you're ready for the next level. Here are some things that you can consider automating. Consider automating your email marketing efforts. When someone signs up for my newsletter or a freebie, they are automatically placed in a funnel, which will serve them up a welcome sequence and 6 months of content serving them automatically without any additional effort on my part. So we have automated a full sequence that we set up once, and now we let it ride out because I want to make sure every time someone new jumps on my email list, they are being served so specifically, so well, so that at the end of 6 months, they know exactly who I am, exactly what types of things I offer, and how they can learn more from me. We also love automation in the sense of our Shopify store. If you go to shopjennakutcher.com and purchase any of our digital products, it is automatically sent to your email. It doesn't require us to hop on, to click any buttons, to shoot over the file or the files that you just purchased. It is all automated. And so this helps us to make money while we sleep. Other things that we have automated are different webinars that we teach, different offers we present. You can click on and sign up for a free training. And that doesn't mean that I'm always sitting behind my microphone recording webinars 5 times a day, but it is getting you access to that content without me having to be the one behind the screen every day. I love that automation and outsourcing can go hand in hand. Like if I were to like make the perfect couple and plan the perfect wedding, it would be automation says I do to outsourcing. And while there are processes in your business that require a person to personally move them along in order for them to be completed, outsourcing them to someone else or figuring out how to automate them can free up more of your time. Other examples of things that we can automate or outsource within my business, we have accounting. Like, I don't know what I'd do without my local accounting team. From monthly statements to paying taxes, we outsource a huge piece of my business that I don't have to worry about, and it just runs with minimal feedback and review from me. We have a team that helps with delinquent payments, and so they automatically reach out to any course students that are behind on payments, and they have had a lot of success in following up and getting those accounts current. We also outsource things like graphic design and copywriting and web design. And so when you think about automation, I want for you to also just think about outsourcing. I want for you to think about this whole topic as this protection of your time. Where in your business can you only serve your business? If you followed my advice at the beginning of this show and you actually take some time to sit down and look at where every hour of your days are going, what you are spending the most time on within your business, I want for you to be really honest. Like, are you working on your business or are you working in your business? Those are very different things. And when I started to see that I was spending time on things that I could do, but that I didn't have to do, it really opened my eyes to see not only how outsourcing is worth it, but how when you can automate a process and take people out of the equation, it actually ends up saving you so much time and payroll dollars. By outsourcing all of these tasks, I don't have to think about how and when they are done. Everyone knows the jobs that they need to do. And from my perspective, it kind of allows our business to run on its own in so many ways. Automation and outsourcing are the keys to living more and working less while building a business that impacts and serves your audience at the same time. When I look back, there were zero things I had automated. I was a person that had to send that email and had to write that post. And if I weren't the ones pushing things forward, my business would stop. If you are currently in a place in your business or your dream chasing endeavor where you're like, if I stopped for a month, literally nothing would happen, then I want for you to take this episode and run because it is time to create systems that support your business so that it is still working even while you're resting. There's nothing more freeing. And isn't that the reason why you started a business in the first place? Guys, automation can become your best friend. And I often find myself wondering, how can I automate my life? Like, is there a way to have coffee delivered to me in bed daily? And the truth is that you have to look at time as your currency. When you can focus on freeing up your time so that you can serve your business where only you can serve it, you will be more profitable, more creative, and more inspired. Trust me, friends, this is just the beginning of the world of automation and outsourcing. And I promise, once you get some of these things implemented, you will wonder how your business ever ran without it. Now, as we prepare for maternity leave, we are looking at automation in a whole new way. How can I take 90 days off of work without making my audience feel that I'm gone? How can I still show up and serve through things like scheduling and automation? And I want you to know this, you're not even going to miss me, because it's going to seem like we are going along as business as usual, but that is only because of the way that we use automation and outsourcing in my business and life. And so I'm so excited for this next season of life to be upon us. And I just want to encourage you, build a business that supports the life you want. Build a business that you've dreamed of. I don't want you to be sick of working in your business. I want you to work on it. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And if you love today's show, or if you love the show in general, would you take a screenshot and just post it up on your Insta stories? I love seeing who's tuning in. It seriously lights my heart on fire. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.